One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours. Christmas means that He came for you. He came for me to live in me. Hallelujah. To live in me and live through me.
Jesus Christ has given us life eternal. Jesus Christ has given us His name. We're not celebrating for nothing. I want you to remember the Jesus Christ that we celebrate today. Who He was and who He is. He was a healer of our sicknesses and diseases. He made salvation possible. He made it possible that God would live in a human heart. Hallelujah. I love this. It says, to show forth the praises of Him. My. Here is your calling. Here's your assignment to display. It says, to show forth. I love the King James. I want to tell you something. They couldn't find the best word. And they used the term praises here. And I'll explain why in a second. I'll explain it to you. So he says, to show forth the praises of Him. The Greek is arete. Arete. And it doesn't really mean praises. It doesn't really mean praises. A better word for it, a better word, is virtue. But there's a reason virtue is used. It's not the best word for it, but it's just one of the best synonyms. It actually, in the Greek, captures something about the character of the one to whom it is applied. Like when it says the praises of Him, meaning the praises of God, it doesn't refer to praising God like, you know, singing to thank Him. No, it's actually captures the character and the purpose for which He deserves the praise. And that's why, that's the only place you find it translated praise. In some other places, the word virtue is used, which doesn't capture the fullness of it. The best word for it is a combination of excellence and perfection. You see it? Excellence and perfection. So when He says that you should show forth, it means to display the excellencies and perfections of the one who called you out of darkness. Now, here's another interesting thing about this verse. That's why this verse is so packed. So packed with a lot. It helps you understand Christianity. Because it says, The one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And the word marvelous means wondrous, wonderful. That's actually what it's coming from. Wonderful light. And I'll explain why he calls it wonderful light. Because of what he tells you there. And most of the translations give it like this. Because they think he's referring, like you'd say naturally. I mean, if you call someone out of darkness, then you say into light. So they think he's talking about being brought out of darkness into a great light. But that's not what he's saying. You have to read it right and understand the gospel that the man has brought to you. He says, he called you out of obscurity. I want you to understand, the word that's translated darkness there really means obscurity. He called you out of obscurity. Here he's not referring to being called out of the kingdom of darkness. He's really talking about being brought out of obscurity to unknownness. Where you are like nothing. Where you're like not recognized. Nobody knows you. Nobody cares about you. That's what he's talking about. You're brought out of obscurity. Then he says, into his wondrous light. Wonderful light. Why does he call it wonderful light? It will take me several scriptures to run through this for you, just to let you understand what he's talking about here. Because he is revealing to us this light of Jesus Christ. Understand it. This light of Jesus Christ. Let me read something to you from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, in verse 79. When John the Baptist, when he was born. And what his father said about this message of salvation that he was going to bring forth. He was going to help the people get to know the salvation of God. All right? And this message will do something, he says. Look at what he says. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. You see, they sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. So he says, to illuminate. They sit in darkness. They sit in obscurity. And now this message will light up the place. They will be illuminated. But here's the big thing about his marvelous light. Why it is called his marvelous or wonderful light. So you go back to that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. He says that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness, out of obscurity. It doesn't matter how far back you've been in life. It doesn't matter how dark it was. Nobody knew you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When his light shines, his wonderful light does two things. It illuminates you. And then it makes you luminous. You become lambent, resplendent. You see it? There's no, what light is known to lighten and make one a light? The light is so strong, so dazzling, that it turns its subject into a light. And so it is described as his marvelous light, his wonderful light. You were called out of darkness into this light that lightens you and makes you a light. You become luminous. An amazing thing. Glory be to God. And from there is fulfilled in your life this amazing prophetic word that he gives. I'm going to read it to you in a moment. I told you before, you want to know what God's plan for you in Christ Jesus. Go find out what he said about the millennial reign of Christ. Go find out the prophetic word. Then you get an idea what life he wants you to live. Hallelujah. So when you're talking Christmas, this should go through your mind. Hallelujah.
What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to me? C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. C means Christ. Christ has come. H for hope. Hope fulfilled. R means righteousness. Righteousness is ours. What is I? I is for inheritance bestowed. S is for salvation. T means telling the untold. M means the ministry of reconciliation. A for acceptance. What does the other S mean in Christmas? It means sonship now. That's what Christmas means. Glory to God.
Merry Christmas from Love World.
Hallelujah.
This year, we penetrated nations, extricating men from detrimental associations through the airwaves. With the truth of God's word, we birthed salvation stories, healing miracles, and faith testimonies. And now, we're getting ready for the next big thing. The December 31st New Year's Eve Global Service with Pastor Chris. Oh yes, it's that time of the year when the word of truth and direction for the coming year from the man of God, Pastor Chris, will be transmitted to billions around the world through radio. Who is given the direction in your city for 2025? Sponsor the live transmission of the December 31st New Year's Eve service on major terrestrial radio stations and networks in multiple languages to give billions access to this life transforming program. The program will be transmitted live on this station on Tuesday the 31st of December 2024 by 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Tune in to www.loveoldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. To participate live, you can also download our mobile app from the Loveold App Store, Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store to listen live. Remember to mark your calendar for Tuesday the 31st of December 2024. Set your alarm for a 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. Get your family and friends to participate. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60, and let's read from verse number 15 for a second. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He says, I will make you. I love the words, I will make you. You remember the words of Jesus when he said to his disciples, I will make you fishers of men. You didn't have to struggle to become a fisher of men. He said, I will make you fishers of men. Now, he says, I will make you an eternal excellency. La korabaka seteki la mahandeges. God's plan is to make the church every one of us an eternal excellency. What does this mean? You know, it's just like a big word. So what does it mean? Let's read it to you from the CJB. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. In the past, you were abandoned and hated so that no one would even pass through you. But now, I will make you the pride of the ages. Hey, hey. The pride of the ages. A joy of many generations. Don't look at that and pass by, my brother, my sister. You got to hold to that one. So I'll make you the pride of the ages. This is what Christmas means to you. This is his purpose. The word now has to become flesh in your life. Can you see it now? This word has to now take on flesh. This word I read to you is in letters and is in the spirit. But until you believe it and act it, it doesn't put on flesh. May this word put on flesh in your life. You haven't said a good amen. You know, at Christmas, we say that Christ should not only be born in Bethlehem, he should be born in your heart. And that's true because that's salvation. So the word becomes flesh in your life. So the word of his salvation puts on flesh. When we look at you, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus, because the word has become flesh in your life. We can see the word of God alive in you now. In the 21st century, we can see the word alive in you. Yes, but now let's see more of it. The prophetic word, God says, I'll make you an eternal excellency. The pride of the ages, a joy of many generations. And I say, blessed Father, that's me in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to be the pride of your family. You're going to be the pride of your city. You're going to be the pride of your nation. You're going to be the pride of many generations. The pride of the ages. Shout amen. I know who I am. Kala gorabaga sandala bagasira bahaya. Li karaba kondarabakasiya. I'm thinking what God wants to do with us. What he wants to do with us. What he wants to do with us. He's given us. Say this, he's given me a resplendent life. Say, I've become lambent with his light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794.
God bless you.